First this hour, though, we talk a little theater, as we're happy to welcome back to the studio our friend Tracy Green from Bangor Community Theater. Tracy, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Well, how have you been since last we talked?
Crazy busy.
Yeah. Well, that's not a new thing. That's
not at all.
Standard operating procedure, right?
Absolutely. That's my go-to. I'm always going.
Well, Bangor Community Theater ready to unveil a brand new show, and I love the idea. It's called, by the way, Dinner at 8, Dead by 9, and you are doing this show. It's dinner theater, and you're doing it right in our old Haunts Seasons restaurant on Main Street in Bangor.
Yes, we are in their downstairs space with a nice stage, and we're going to have seating starting at 6, and that'll be for the dinner. It'll be a full hot buffet and with drinks. The bar will be open for a cash bar if you want to drink there. They'll have desserts and everything, and then the show starts at 7:15.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. Well, can you talk about some of the people that we'll get to see on stage, and dying?
Oh, yes. We've got a wonderful cast, some new people that you haven't seen before. A couple of teenagers from John Baptist are joining us in the cast for the first time. So that's a lot of fun. I love having the new people there. We've got a kid, Jared Smith, that I've worked with at the Grand before that has joined us, Bangor Community, for the first time. Roland Doobie, you know.
Of course,
well,
yes, indeed.
And he is hilarious. They're all funny, but you know Roland. He's just amazing. Nancy Diamond, who
love
is
Nancy.
Awesome. And she plays Eleanor, who is the head of the theater guild there. And she's delightful in the part. So you'll see people you know, people that are new, but everybody is just fantastic, and they have gelled so well together.
Excellent. So can you give us a brief little plot synopsis without giving away too much?
Sure. Well, we've got what the setting is Eleanor Van Heusen is being celebrated for 20 years as head of the Theater Guild, and they're going to be doing this show, Dinner at 8, Dead by 9, in honor of her. But we never actually get to the show because Eleanor dies right before the show is supposed to begin. And then we have a madcap dash to figure out who of our characters the murderer is. Is it her nephew or his wife or her granddaughter or her sister that shows up out of nowhere? It's just, there's crazy characters. It's so silly and so much fun. And we've had a blast and laughed ourselves silly all through rehearsals.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And how about the creative team? Who are the folks making it all happen, pulling the strings?
Well, we don't have much of a tech crew that needs to happen.
Now, that's nice.
We're all kind of pitching in. Of course, I'm directing. Doreen Moody is producing. And we have Melissa Egoff and Nancy Diamond are my stage managers. They're tag teaming it. Melissa's also done costumes. And Nancy is helping with props as well. So it's been a team effort, and I couldn't ask for a better team. They're awesome.
That sounds great. And now what about the audience? Do they get pulled into the story in any way?
The cast members will be out all around through the audience. They may get roped in here and there. And the fun thing that we're doing with this is right before we find out who the murderer is, the cast will freeze. And the audience will have a chance to circle a name to guess. And if those who guess correctly will go into a drawing for a $25 gift card. And we've had 4 businesses donate. So we have 1 gift card for every night. And
great,
you'll get it that night. Seasons has given us 1. Briar Patch Downtown has given us 1. Bagel Central and Wicked Brew Cafe.
Well, I'd love all 4 of those places. That's
fantastic.
Relationships with all of them.
Yeah, I couldn't pick 4 better places. Well, that's great. It sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like, too, you know, for the actors, you've got to be on your toes, not just know your lines, but be ready for anything.
Exactly, because there is a little bit of improv here in this, too. Some ad-libbing and, of course, the interactions with the audience will be ad-libbed a little bit, but they've had fun preparing for this.
And
they can't wait to have a full audience there Friday.
Yeah. No backstage either. You're out there the whole time, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Most of the characters are on stage the whole time.
Mingling with civilians. That's kind of scary for us actor types.
Sometimes it's scary for the audience,
too. Oh, yeah. Well, no question about that. All right. How can people get tickets if it's not sold out already?
Well, opening night, we've already closed down ticket sales for that.
Oh, that's
opening
awesome.
Night is full. So you have three more nights to get it. We open this Friday. So we still have tickets available for Saturday the 4th. And then next weekend, we're going Thursday, Friday, instead of Friday, Saturday. Tickets are only available online.
Okay.
So you can go to BangorCommunityTheater.org, or if you see one of the many posters around town, just scan that QR code and you can get them there. But they will not be sold at the door. So please get them online ahead of time.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm just so thrilled to see you guys carrying on this great tradition of Bangor Community Theater. As somebody who has done shows there in the past and loves the history that goes, well, it's one of the few organizations around that's older than me. So I have great respect for that. And I appreciate all the work that you and Doreen and Nancy and everybody have been doing to keep it going and get not just give us entertaining shows, but a nice variety of shows as well.
Yes. I think when we chose this show, we wanted to give the community some levity and some comedy and fun. And that's what we were going for. And I think everybody that comes is going to have a great time.
Well, it sounds like it. Coming at a good time when we could most use it.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Tracy, thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. Break legs, but I know people are going to die during dinner anyway. So either way, but have a wonderful time this weekend and next. The show is Dinner at 8, Dead by 9, Bangor Community Theater at Seasons Restaurant, Main Street in downtown Bangor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you again. Tracy Green with us here on Downtown at 8 minutes after 5 o'clock on a Wednesday.